Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, to another edition of What's On Your Mind. This one happens to be the Thursday, July 9 edition of What's On Your Mind. And you got a twofer on the talk radio town halls this week. Congressman Kevin Cramer normally joins us Wednesdays. He will be here for a good portion of this hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. He is right now in a hearing that is dealing with the crude oil export ban. And what I think he's planning on doing is, because he's instrumental in this particular debate and this issue, sort of beaming in and out and taking your calls, questions, and comments today on the program. So he'll be here shortly and may have to leave us a time or two during the hour. But we'll get a good play-by-play of this hearing as it happens on the program we call What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Here with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
We are just tickled pink to be able to visit with you today on this Thursday edition of the program. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. How about I give you a set of telephone numbers, and then you jot them down or put them in your speed dial, and then I will never need to see them again. I probably will, but, you know, I'd rather not because it's less time that I just have to say repeat the numbers and more time to talk to you.
Well, if you already know the number, then you're one up on everybody else who didn't know the number, and you can get in first, too. So yeah, go for it.
There you go. And that number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd. He likes getting your texts. 701-226-8503 to do that. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Number of questions up on our Facebook page. Actually, some of these are up on the What's On Your Mind page. All of them up on the Scott Hannon page, including a debate we're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about, and that is lifting the ban. I'd really like to hear from our listeners today on this debate in Congress, because to me this is such a no-brainer. I mean, I've not heard anywhere anything that persuades me even in the tiniest bit that this would be a bad idea. For this reason, if nothing else, right now you can export all the gasoline you want, but you can't export the crude oil. Well, that's sort of dumb, isn't it? I mean, I think really all this is protecting refineries, because they don't want crude to be shipped overseas to be refined somewhere else. So I guess if I own refineries in the U.S., then I'd be against it. But otherwise, if you can ship the gasoline over, then why wouldn't you be able to ship the crude over? And here's the deal. One thing we need to realize about North Dakota oil is it's good. It's a premium. So, for instance, you know, the tar sands in Canada, that's a dirty oil. That's more of a, you know, it's tougher to refine. It takes a different kind of refine. We have this sweet Bakken crude, and it's in demand. But it's relatively new because it comes from the Bakken shale, right? And this new technology that's emerged. And all of the refineries, not all of them, but the vast majority of the refineries in the country had transitioned away from that kind of oil because it was hard to get, and were, you know, ramped up to take stuff more along the lines of the tar sands. Therefore, there is limited refining capacity for Bakken crude, which means it's difficult to get it to a refinery. It's tough on the markets, tough on the commodity, on the price. You have transportation discounts and all kinds of things. So if we export our crude, we can have it refined. We have more refining capacity to other places. And also we can sell our crude to other places. And why wouldn't we want no different than agriculture products benefit from a vast market? Why wouldn't we want that for oil? Lord knows we have enough of it. We're only getting 6 to 7% of it out of the ground right now with today's technology that surely will change and evolve. But is it time to lift the ban? Should this pass in Congress? Should the president sign it? He's kind of dragging his feet. I think everybody's a little worried. They just don't know, well, if we do this, what happens? Well, you know, what if the price of gas goes up, then will we get blamed for that? Want your take on it today on the program. So you let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Do we have Congressman Kramer yet? Manny? Yes, we do. Okay, very good. The one and only. And by the way, we have an announcement on a Twins Fun Bus, August 13th coming up. So I'll tell you about that in great detail next hour as well. So stay tuned for that. Congressman Kevin Kramer, welcome to the Talk Radio Town Hall. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Well, I'm doing very well. We're in one of the busiest weeks we've had this year, so I'm literally in a hearing right now, or in a room just off of the hearing room, as has become more the tradition lately. But today's hearing is on our bill to lift the oil export ban, so it's a big hearing, and it's been a big week in the House of Representatives, so good to be productive.
So we'll do one of our talk radio town halls where we literally get a little play-by-play, and if you have to go in and... and vote or whatever, you go to it. So just let us know as we go here.
Yeah.
And folks, welcome your questions or comments. I understand that Kerry Cutting from the North Dakota Petroleum Council testified yesterday, and so this is continuing today. And I also saw some interesting things about support from agriculture for this, which I thought was interesting. Give us an update on how the hearing's going.
Yeah, first of all, yesterday's hearing was in the House Agriculture Committee, and Chairman Conaway, who's a very good friend of mine, has a bill as well to lift the oil export ban. But he had a hearing yesterday where Kerry testified. And by the way, before I go any further, I've been hearing from my colleagues, both Republicans and Democrats, on how outstanding Kerry is and what a great job she did testifying. And it was really neat for North Dakota to shine that way yesterday. Not surprising to me, but it's always fun when others acknowledge it. But his hearing was specifically on the cost, the potential impact of the cost of inputs in farming by lifting the export ban, which is so critical, Scott. In fact, I believe it was perhaps the most important hearing to date on this topic, because any objection or concern that's ever raised has to do with how will lifting the export ban impact price at the pump, things like gasoline and diesel fuel, and, of course, for farmers, other input costs like fertilizer. And it was overwhelming, the evidence that it would, in fact, lower costs, and it was universal. Of the committee, Democratic and Republican, voiced in the export ban. So yesterday was a very important hearing. Today's hearing is in the Energy and Commerce Committee and deals more specifically with the main bill and in exploring those possibilities. But again, that question of the impact on cost is going to be one of the issues I think it's raised, as well as, you know, the impact on job creation and economic opportunity, national energy security, things like that.
Joe in Plaza, North Dakota. You're up on What's on Your Mind, Joe.
Yeah, I have a question for the congressman. I heard on this radio station just this morning that North Dakota is the number one sanctuary state for illegal immigrants, and I want to know why that is.
We don't even have a sanctuary city, so I'd be very surprised. I saw a map today, this morning, in fact, that showed the top, whatever it was, 20 or so sanctuary states are the states with the most sanctuary cities, and North Dakota was a white spot, so I was actually encouraged by that. So I guess I'd be surprised if that was the case. But I had not heard that.
Yeah, it was on this radio station that North Dakota ranked number one for illegal immigrants, and when they get arrested, they just let them go.
Yeah, and, I don't know. The story that he heard is from a Breitbart news story that does list North Dakota and specifically talks about a policy. Here's the part of the story. It says, different jurisdictions use different means to protect illegal aliens from lawful deportation. North Dakota, perhaps the most extreme, state penitentiary policy forbids the state from honoring any ICE detainer, meaning that should local officers detain a suspected immigrant murderer or rapist, they will not cooperate with immigration officials, making deportation nearly impossible. So, and then they go on to cite some recent immigrant crime. But I don't know if that's accurate. I'd not heard that before. So that's the story you're referring to, Kevin.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, I've not seen that story. That's fine. I've not seen that story or heard it myself, although I would be certainly interested in what the Corrections Department would have to say about it in dispute or more confirmation of it. Obviously, I would have done that by now.
But I do plan on asking them, Joe, about that to find out if this is accurate or what, because the area they're critical of is obviously the state correction system, as Kevin mentioned. So appreciate the call. Others welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Short break. Back with more right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Put up more hay crop in less time with the new Case IH Premium Round Balers. The RB565 Premium Round Baler from Case IH consistently builds dense bales even in varying crop and field conditions. With the new overshot feeder, new 5-bar pickup, the Case IH Premium 565 Round Balers allow you to maximize your productivity on every pack. To find out more on the Case IH RB565 Round Baler, see Border Plains Equipment. They're in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today, outside the committee hearing room for the Energy and Commerce Committee in the United States House of Representatives today, hosting a hearing on lifting the crude oil export ban that is currently in place in law, left over from the Carter era. And any questions or comments on this or any issue, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program today. 701-258-0550. If you have a text question, 701-226-8503. Emails welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a question that came in during the break here for you, Kevin.
Yeah, a question for Congressman Cramer. Just wondering, do you guys have any indication how the president would go on this bill which you're working on right now as far as the lifting the exporting of the crude oil, you know, where his stand would see? Said whether you'll sign it or not sign it. So I'd like to know where he stands on that. Thank you.
Well, that's a billion-dollar question. And what I would say to that is that our indications from the administration have been that they, so far, they've not opposed it. They've been, you know, sort of leaning towards supporting it. My sense of that, and by the way, remember, we're talking about an administration that has no problem issuing veto threats. I mean, nobody's issued more veto threats than this guy. And so he's not done that. In fact, really has sent some decent signals that he'd be supportive of it. And so that's why part of what we're doing and why it's taken a little while to sort of massage the issue is to build greater Democratic comfort with it, and frankly, a lot of Republican comfort as well, and more importantly, the general public's comfort with the issue, so that we don't create a very partisan political issue. And by doing it that way, I think we can get overwhelming support rather than just partisan support. Because the at the end of the day, of course, he'd have to sign the bill. But my sense of it is he would. We're also remembering one of the things that that I did is it was not ruled in order, but I did try to amend the TPA bill to include lifting the export ban, because we have a president, like most presidents, who want to do more trade. They want a bit, you know, that's part of their legacy building. And why not have this extra tool in the tool chest if you're going to go do a trade deal with somebody, have the opportunity to be a reliable supplier of light sweet crude oil. And so every indication is he's supportive, although he's probably not going to lead the charge on it.
I was up in Watford City yesterday, or day before yesterday, saw a billboard by Canary, which is an oil field service entity, and they had a billboard up that said it's time to unleash Americans' energy and lift the export ban. You know, I mean, literally, a company advocating right directly to folks in the industry, obviously very much in support of this. What is their best argument in your mind of why this should be lifted?
Sure. So there's a couple of things. One is, and today's a pretty good example, if you look at what's happening at the price of oil today, the price differential between Brent, which is the global price, and WTI, the domestic price, it has spread a little bit since yesterday. It's probably $5, $6, maybe even $7. It gets as high as $15. That difference is what Brent being the higher, the global price being the higher, that difference is what we want to be able to capture. And so by doing that, we've doubled production in the United States since 2008. If we had more markets opened up globally, we could double that production one more time. We could be doing 20 million barrels, 10 years from now, 20 million barrels a day of production. That's lifting the export ban. There's one study that just came out a couple of weeks ago that shows it would have a direct impact of 440,000 new jobs in the United States, good paying jobs in the United States. But imagine 20 million barrels per day. Saudi Arabia produces 10 million, and if we were able to go head to head with them and the OPEC nations in the global marketplace, we could be doing 20 million barrels per day and they might only be doing 5. That has national security implications. That has obviously economic security implications. And I think perhaps, in my view, the best argument, most important argument, besides the jobs and the economic benefit to our country, is really national security. And it's the ability to have influence in the world with both food and energy, which are the two staples that no country can be without. And right now there are many countries, including some of our allies in Europe, who are pretty dependent on some of the bad actors, not the least of which is Vladimir Putin, for their energy needs. And so, you know, there's just such a strong case for it. And frankly, Scott, and to be fair, there are very few people in Congress that adamantly oppose lifting the ban. There are varying degrees of enthusiasm for it, but very few adamantly oppose it. And I think the only ones I've even heard of are over in the Senate side. Chuck Schumer or somebody like that. But I'm not even sure he is. I think he's even been neutral to mildly supportive. But at any rate, so that I think the case is jobs, economic security, national security, and just being the world's influencer.
Is the argument that hey, it works for our agriculture products? Why wouldn't we want to use it for an energy product? Is that a good one? In other words, is that a fair comparison and analogy to say no different than we want to export grain because we want a world market? Of course, we'd want to export crude.
Yep, I think it's a perfect analogy. I think that's why North Dakotans get it so well. Could you imagine if we said to the North Dakota wheat farmer, the good news is you're going to have a bumper crop for the next 10 years. The bad news is we have to consume it all here. Well, it'd be impossible. And that's where we are with oil. The difference being with oil, they just cap the wells, stop producing, and stop creating jobs, and which, by the way, would have the negative impact of the price going up, or the price of gasoline going up, because, of course, if the only refiners that we have to sell to are right here and they start capping production to lower production, that has a supply, creates a supply demand curve that becomes unfavorable to the consumer. So I think the egg analogy is a very good one, but I think the real important egg analogy from yesterday or illustration from yesterday was that it would actually lower the cost for farmers, their input costs, because the price at the pump would flatten out. That Brent WTI spread that I talked about earlier would flatten out, and price domestically would actually come down while our price globally would get a greater price globally. So it could be very, very helpful.
Congressman Kevin Cramer with us today on Talk Radio Town Hall, and your questions or comments are welcome. I have another off-air call, but it's longer than I have time for going into this break. So we have other lines open. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Cramer at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Real quickly here, half a minute before our break, Kevin, but timeline on this? When are you thinking that it does get an actual vote in a full House?
Yeah, really good question. It could happen fairly quickly, Scott, I believe. Whether it could happen before the August recess, I'm not so sure. I think it's also possible. Remember, we're working very closely with the Senate as well. We want to make sure they can be successful. It's even possible it could get attached to some other must-pass legislation, provided we had enough support wrapped around it. So it's yet to be played out.
All right, more with Congressman Cramer after a short timeout. Live from Capitol Hill today, where a hearing is ongoing on this very issue as we speak. Questions on this or other topics, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall. What's on your mind? I'll go ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or a coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July's specials. Daily Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour, we have one more segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is stepped out of a hearing to take your calls, questions, and comments today. So have at it, folks. We're brought to you in part today by Piper's Auction Company. And they have all kinds of great land auctions coming up. Exceptional cropland auctions in Morton and Adams and Grant and Golden Valley, Williams and Lamoure County. And a Piper exclusive land auction that'll be featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora. 20,000 acres of all kinds of beautiful meadows and streams and ponds and rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands, so pretty darn neat there. If you'd like a catalog on any of these auctions, go to Pipers.com, Pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. It'd be pretty cool to own a piece of Medora, wouldn't it? All right, so here's that call that had a question for you. We'll get right to this, Kevin.
Yeah, this question is for Congressman Cramer. Wondering what he is going to do about this $100 per day per employee fine on small businesses for them helping out their employees by subsidizing them with their pay for health care. Isn't this what the whole health care bill is supposed to be about, is helping the employees pay for their health insurance? Now the IRS is going to fine each employee up to $36,500 per year per employee for the business owner helping out and valued employees. This is the kind of onerous BS that the IRS and EPA and FDA and all these other alphabet agencies are ruining this country. What are you going to do about this, Congressman? Thank you. Bye.
To be honest, Scott, I'm not familiar with that specific issue, but I'm familiar with the general issue that he's talking about. And one of the, what I suspect he's referencing is that there are probably small businesses who are, rather than providing, meeting the letter of the law in terms of providing health care coverage, are instead providing some other compensation in lieu of that, and that probably doesn't meet the letter of the law, and then consequently they'd get fined, and probably the, you know, probably the employee even has to pay tax on it. Again, I don't know, but and he, the caller is exactly right. This is the exact type of onerous thing that, the Health Care Act, while it was disguised as, and to be fair, I guess maybe the goal was to have everybody covered by health care coverage on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's also designed to, in my mind, the more devious goal was to create a single payer system, see? And the single payer system being the government. And what the type of response that the caller is referencing is what entrepreneurial companies do, and that is maintain the employee's choice by giving them the money rather than you know, some single-payer coverage plan, and let them go shopping for the best type of insurance. The problem with this, that is, it doesn't meet the Obama left-wing scheme of driving everybody to the single payer and everybody to the largest hospital in the world, because, you know, that's how they control people. So what we're doing about is, we first of all, as I've stated many times, and I think everybody knows, we in the House have voted to repeal this bill many, many times. We've started taking it apart one sort of issue at a time. And in fact, we got 292 supporters for a bill to repeal the medical device tax, something that, you know, 72 senators voted for when it didn't matter. And now we'll see if the Senate even takes up the bill, because we'll see if there are six courageous Democrats willing to not filibuster and take that up. So we keep attacking these little things one by one, including things like the caller's calling about at the IRS and other places. But frankly, until this president's out of office, none of them will become law, because he'll veto them all, other than perhaps the medical device tax, if we could get the same numbers that we've had in previous Congresses to actually vote for a bill that matters and put it on his desk and override a veto.
All right, text, emails, and calls waiting. Marna sent a text that asked the following question about Common Core. First says, congratulations on passing the Student Success Act, and will it have an impact in stopping Common Core? What is the Student Success Act? I know that was yesterday's work.
Okay, sure. We passed the Student Success Act yesterday. It's authorization of you know, education programs in the country, authorization that's been lapsed for 7 years, by the way. So it basically replaces No Child Left Behind. But here's the big stuff in Student Success Act. We closed down 69 federal education programs, consolidated them into one flexible state grant program. In other words, eliminate all the programs and all the paperwork, all the compliance, have a flexible grant program. Here's the money, Mr. Superintendent. Here's the money, State Superintendent. Now you do what's best for your students in your state and your school district. Use this money to maximize that. So that's a simple way of saying we're getting the federal government more out of education and putting it more in the hands where it belongs. It also very specifically and emphatically prohibits the Secretary of Education from using any federal funds to coerce states into Common Core. The Common Core, the anti-Common Core movement in Congress is very strong. And we've had no trouble passing legislation in our chamber the last 2 years that eliminates that coercion that takes place. Because what's happened is Arne Duncan and Barack Obama, Arne Duncan being the Secretary of Education, have taken the Common Core standards and assessments, more importantly, the assessment tools, and they've co-opted them into the federal government. They were never started by the federal government. They were started by governors, but they co-opted into the federal system and then used the carrot stick of money and the waivers and things to coerce states into this, which makes it very difficult. It's hard enough for a state to say no to something like Common Core, but it's even harder when there's money attached to saying yes. So our bill eliminates that. It also has an opt-out amendment that we passed prior to passing the bill, allows parents to opt out. It's a federal law allowing parents to opt out of Common Core, and I think a number of states allow that anyway. But now that all of that is good news, I think, for people who don't like Common Core. And it certainly, again, takes away some of that carrot and some of the stick from states. But we, you know, if the state still does it and your school district still does it and doesn't encourage or allow opting out, you know, that's a state issue. But at the very least, you know, our bill takes the federal government out of it. Now, to be fair, the Senate this week is debating a similar bill. Of course, the 60-vote standard is more difficult there. So Lamar Alexander, the former Secretary of Education under George Bush, is a senator from Tennessee. It's his bill, his committee, and Patty Murray, the ranking Democrat, the two of them have worked on a bill together. So they're debating many of these same issues this week. So we'll see how their bill comes out.
All right, we have 4 minutes left, four calls and an email, so let's just go as quick as we can on these answers. Scott emails, why has Congress shown an absolute reluctance to raise the federal gas tax? This user tax has remained at 18.4 cents since 97, while the cost of highway construction continues to rise and vehicles have become more fuel efficient. A gas tax increase that is indexed to inflation would help to solve this ongoing problem and is long overdue.
Yeah. Well, a couple of reasons. One, first of all, the president has opposed any increase in the gas tax. So once again, get back to the veto threat, unless you have a two-thirds majority in both chambers willing to do that, not an appetite in Congress to raise the tax either, because, of course, interestingly, by the way, the environmental movement doesn't support lifting the gas tax because, of course, it would eliminate the incentive for more fuel-efficient vehicles. So there's not much appetite for raising the gas tax. We do need to find a way to fund the Highway Trust Fund something different than a tax holiday for stranded profits overseas. I can tell you that, which is one of the main things that the president wants to do. I believe that lifting the oil export ban and attaching new revenue from lifting the oil export ban and more importantly, probably allowing more production offshore and in federal assets would be a much more sustainable and more directly relevant way to have plenty of money for the Highway Trust Fund. But he's right, and there's no appetite for raising the gas tax in Congress.
All right, let's go to the calls here. Quick questions, quick answers. Yes. Irv and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, Congressman, you know this House Bill 303 that pertains to the disability of veterans, you know, those 50% get full responsibility. $150, we take it out of our retirement check. Has anything been done with House Bill 303 yet?
I'm a co-sponsor of that bill. Thanks for raising that, by the way. So I'm a co-sponsor of that bill. I don't know what the latest status of it is. It's in committee. I don't know if they've had a hearing on it yet. This is going to take a little bit. But what the caller's talking about, Scott, is we've talked about this before. There's a penalty that the administration has imposed on disabled veterans by reduce their veterans' retirement benefit by the same amount as they get from their disability benefit. In other words, they've earned two benefits, one by serving, another by paying a price with their body, and rather than pay them for both benefits that they earned, they compensate one for the other and balance out one for the other, which is pathetic in my view. So I'm a co-sponsor of that bill, but hopefully it's the kind of bill that it would have a lot of momentum.
But all right, Irv, good luck.
I suspect that you served us, so thanks, Irv.
God bless you. Bob in Valley City, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
I'm trying to figure out how come we're having such trouble getting this through the House and the Senate on removing this ban on exporting crude. When the Republicans own the House and the Congress, why can't you just pass the bill? And I have another comment. I heard a rumor that these talks with Iran about the nuclear weapons and stuff. Is it true that we're paying them almost $1 billion a month just to sit at that table? And if there is a deal, we're paying them $50 billion when the deal is consummated by the two countries?
All right. 30 seconds for your answers on both those.
I've never heard that latter issue. I've never heard that, but I'll check into that. Could Republicans jam these things through? Well, first of all, in the Senate, it takes 60 votes, so you'd have to have six willing Democrats to go along with you, and they don't have that at this point, probably. The other issue is the more Democratic votes you have in the House and the Senate, even to pass bills, the more likely the president is to sign it. So the president is clearly looking for political cover. More Democrats provide that for him. We'd rather have a good law than a veto.
And that's the issue right now. Everybody's just a little nervous about it because it's, you know, how's this going to be viewed? And doesn't seem to be a lot of grassroots input one way or another on it, is there, Kevin?
Not really. There really is not. And that is part of the issue, too, is, you know, there's some people that feel like there hasn't been enough of that sort of thing. That's why what Canary's doing with the billboard in Western North Dakota is awesome.
Yeah, it helps you bet. All right, we'll let you get back in that hearing. Thanks for the time, as always, and we'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, Scotty.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Larry and Riverdale, hang on. We'll get to you next.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you can see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copper Door Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to chaseonthelake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake, the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Taking a moment to download the iCitizen app yet? You know, I've been bragging to folks around the country that I believe North Dakotans are more engaged in their government than anybody in other states. And so I'm hoping per capita we knock it out of the park here by having the most folks with an iCitizen app. I have downloaded mine. My wife has done the same. And a lot of folks around the old studio here are doing the same because it really is neat. It is truly useful. It's, you know, I always say, hasn't the idea for everything been thought of in an app, but actually this one I'd never seen before in the way that it number one, goes out and gets news. I have energy as an example, and several others that are listed on mine. So I get energy news. I could pick what kind of news stories that I want to get, right? So I've got news stories. I've also got all the votes in Congress, so I know what they're voting on. And if I want to ping Congressman Cramer, Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Governor Dalrymple, Lieutenant Governor Wrigley, my legislators, very easy to do. Do they have a Twitter account? All of it in one little spot, right? And tells me who's making donations to them, so you know all of the donations they're getting, all of their campaign finance stuff. It's all in one app. It is really for folks that want to stay engaged, you know, and want a source of information, but also a tool to communicate with their representatives at the local, state, and federal level. So it really helps us make informed decisions and then take actions on the issues that matter to us. And they have some polls up right now. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about this next hour, but the Confederate flag debates being heard in the South Carolina legislature right now. And here's the question you can answer at the iCitizen app right now. Do you believe the Confederate flag mostly symbolizes Southern heritage or racism? For me, it's heritage. Excluding museums, do you believe the Confederate flag should be banned from appearing on government property? I think that's stupid. That's really dumb. You know, it's like the Ten Commandments somehow on a city hall property suggests endorsement of that. The Ten Commandments are a part of history, part of the formation of our laws. Confederate flag represented a government at a different time. Kind of crazy. So no would be my answer. Should private companies be banned from selling items featuring the Confederate flag? Of course not. I mean, is this America? Oh, my gosh. I only can answer yes or no, but you can tell I would answer a little differently. So these are the kind of things that they get a discussion going on. And then, by the way, they take those votes, and so they would say to Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hovind, here's what North Dakotans think about the Confederate flag or about the Supreme Court or everything else, which keeps them on their toes. So if you want your voice to count, this is a really good tool to do that. It's not enough to vote every 2 years. This is all about an active, responsive relationship between us as citizens, the people, and our government. So download the app for free, the letter I, citizen, register your information, participate in the polls, communicate directly with your elected officials, and it's free, for crying out loud. Doesn't cost you a penny. So a good way to go. Larry in Riverdale, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Say, I signed up for Obamacare. I'm kind of ashamed to say it, but I sent in my W-2 so I verified my income, and a little later they wanted a copy of it again, and they got it, and then all of a sudden they raised my rate almost 300% because they didn't feel that that was what I made. The IRS estimated my annual income. They estimated it. I didn't realize that was part of Obamacare, that they can tell you what you made last year even though you didn't make it. And then they found out I was self-employed now. And so basically what they told me is every 2 months I have to basically do my federal taxes so I can give them a net income so I can get this. Get all the benefits due me. I mean, to me, that kind of sounds like get it put to you.
no kidding.
I couldn't believe it. I told them what they could do with it and dropped out. When the government's going to tell you what you made and then be ludicrous on the amount, it's what's this come to here?
By the way, if I were you, Larry, I would call Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office. It is Senator Heitkamp's party, the Democratic Party. And by the way, her early support for Obamacare and for President Obama that we have to thank for this bill. And she loves to say, oh, you know, not everything's perfect about it, but these are the kind of, not everything's perfect about it. I've not found one person that says it's a better deal for me. I see people whose insurance rates have gone up. I see people whose deductibles have gone up, who've lost coverage, who have less coverage than they did before and are paying more money. But I don't hear anybody call and say, no, you know, really, it's a better deal. It worked for me.
You know, Scott, one of the lines in the J.C. Creed says economic justice. can best be won by free men through free enterprise. And I think the government needs to get out of the business of insurance, turn it back over to the private industry, open it up, and let competition set the prices and let the people select who they want to go with, because there's no longer any competition in this deal. And when they tell you what you made last year and it ain't even close, and how do you argue with the IRS? We need to take back our country. We need to take back our Congress. It's time. There will be a rebellion eventually.
Well, the sleeping giant needs to awaken, Larry. So thanks for calling from up in beautiful Riverdale, North Dakota, and I hope you stay on it. Appreciate it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pill. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.